Penn State 69, Iowa 64. Brian, you had a 16-point lead just to start in the start of the second half. But once Gaten's got on fire, you could feel Iowa coming, but your team had answers. What did you see from your team down the stretch?
Well, you never want to have the start to the second half that we had where you're giving up a lead. We actually scored, I think, on our first possession.
You did. But then, got up 16.
Yeah, we got up 16. And then, they came back and they made a bunch of shots, and they started changing their defenses on us, and it had an effect that we weren't shooting with confidence and we weren't able to make shots. And then Gatton just went berserk on us, and didn't matter, one hand, two hands in his face, he was just drilling them from everywhere. And, you're hoping it wasn't a cautionary tale. You get up and you lose late, but our guys really gutted it out in the end there.
Yeah, and that was the whole point, is they never had the ball with a chance to get the lead at the end. So they were clearly putting pressure on you, but never to the point where your guys had to say, oh man, we can't give up the lead here. And that was enough to get you home in this thing, Brian.
There's no question. I mean, you're waiting. They missed a couple foul shots, we go down and we score. There was a melee down here in the corner, and we have a breakout where we get a point. And it was just one of those games when we needed it the most, something happened, which we got a little bit of offense, either Jermaine driving to the basket or Tim. Just really clutch.
Yeah, Tim Frazier, 18. Cam had 13. Jermaine Marshall had 10. But none of them are the story of this game. The story of this game is John Graham. He didn't miss a shot from the field or the free throw line. Tell us what you told John before the game, Brian.
Well, in the pregame on the radio, we talked a lot about John and how he's been improving on the defensive end, and the offense was coming, and I saw him in the locker room. I said, don't make a liar out of me tonight. I talked you up on the radio show, and boy, did he ever come through. 3 for 3, he was quick in the first half. He got the ball, and there was no hesitation. The ball was right in the basket. And then shooting free throws, which has, not been a strong suit of his. He steps up in crunch time and just nails two, which was, and I'm happy for him. I couldn't be happier for him because no one deserves it as much as he does.
And, Brian, it looked like Fran McCaffrey had made the decision they weren't going to foul there. They got to 10 seconds, and you were up three, and they probably weren't planning to foul, hoping just to get a stop and come down and try to tie the game. Then when John got the ball in the corner, they said, no, we got to foul him because he's a bad free throw shooter. To see him go up there, as you just said, and not only make him, but make him confidently, two swishes, that's got to really help the young freshman from Baltimore.
I got to believe it because that's the one thing that we've always talked about, is that his he's his own biggest enemy sometimes because he gets down on himself and he lets one play affect the next play and affect the next play. But he actually gave the bench a look, as he's walking up there, like, I got this. And hopefully it's a turning point for him. That's how things happen, two free throws, and now, he has a great game like that. And it'd be great if we just go onward and upward from here.
In the first half, it was the White and Marble show. They ended up with 29 points, 18 rebounds between them. And then, as you said, Gaten's went nuts with the five straight threes in the second half for 21. You knew you're not holding them down. I mean, they have too good of an offense. But your first half defense, Brian, could you play it much better? Deflections, block shots, just about everything was going right.
There's no question. As we've been talking about, our defense has steadily been getting better and better and better. And, sometimes you can't help if somebody just gets a hot hand like Gaten's. If you take that out of the equation, I think our entire game was pretty good from the defensive end. But that's what we want to do. We know at times we're going to struggle shooting. And it was only allowing 24 points in the first half was the difference in us being able to win the game in the end.
Right, because they got a 40-point second half, but the 24 was enough to hold them off. So you got a couple of home wins here, and now you go on the road for a nice, easy win on Sunday. It's one of the places you have yet to visit in this league. You'll get to see the Grateful Red and the Kohl's Center and Wisconsin and your buddy Bo Ryan. What are you looking forward to from the Badgers?
Well, they're a very talented team, and they do what they do, and they do it well. So we know we're going to, what we need to expect. We just got to make sure we have a road mentality. We bring the same energy that we brought tonight, and we bring it home on the road. And that's a great challenge for this team. We haven't been able to bring that energy from the start. So I'm hoping that changes on Sunday.